BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling A Meal and a Walk.
Jesus went up a mountain where he taught his disciples. A large crowd went with them so they could hear him teach. Soon it became apparent that they were hungry, and there was no food. Jesus knew what he was going to do, but still he asked Philip, "Where can we get food for these people?" "Lord, not even 8 months' salary could buy enough food for all these people." The other disciples said, "Send them into the villages so they can buy food for themselves." "No, I want you to feed them. Go and see how much food we have." Andrew came back with a young boy. "Lord, this lad has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how can that help us with such a large crowd?" Jesus said, "Give them to me." He took the bread and the fish, and he blessed them, and then divided them among the disciples and said, "Give this to the people and tell them they can have as much as they want." They served the food to the people, who ate until they were satisfied. There were over 5,000 people there. Then Jesus said, "Go and pick up the remains." When they did, they had 12 baskets full of bread and fish. The people said, "This is the one the scripture talks about, the great prophet like Moses." They started talking among themselves about making him king. Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he sent them away and told his disciples to go back by the way of the sea. He then went up a mountain and prayed. While Jesus was praying, a storm moved over the sea. Huge waves pushed the ship out into the middle. The men rowed hard to get back to shore, but the wind was too strong for them. At 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus walked across the sea on top of the water. The men looked out and saw someone walking among the waves. They screamed because they thought it was a spirit. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. It's me." Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, ask me to come to you." "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus. Suddenly he looked at the waves and the wind. He became afraid and started to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." The Lord reached out and grabbed him. He said, "Oh, Peter, your faith is so small. Why did you doubt?" The two of them walked back and got into the boat. Suddenly the storm stopped. The disciples knelt down and worshiped Jesus. They said, "It's true. You are the Son of God." Sometime later, a Gentile woman begged him, "Son of David, have mercy upon me. A demon has taken control of my daughter and tortures her constantly." Jesus looked at her and said, "It's not right to take the food that belongs to the children and feed it to wild dogs." "Yes, Lord, that's true. But the puppy dogs are allowed to sit under the table and eat the crumbs that fall down to them." "Oh, woman, great is your faith. The demon just left your daughter." She went home and found her daughter lying on her bed. The demon was gone.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.